This is the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast, where divorce coach Corey Shapiro helps you get creative and not reactive in your divorce. Tune in now to get the support you need to make it through this difficult time. Here's your divorce coach, Corey Shapiro.
Hi, I'm Corey Shapiro. Welcome to the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast, and I appreciate you joining, especially if you're in a divorce, taking time out of your divorce and thinking a little bit at a different level, at a higher level. We're thinking here not necessarily on the ground, you know, what legally is being done in your divorce. That's with your divorce attorney. We're thinking of the inner game or the mental side of the divorce. And it's so important. It reminds me of Abraham Lincoln's quote about if he had 6 hours to cut down a tree, he would spend 4 hours sharpening the saw. So let's try to sharpen our saw in this episode. If you are thinking you want to make better decisions in your divorce, you want to try to harness maybe the wisdom of the future, maybe even the past, because you don't necessarily trust the decisions that you're going to make in the present, especially when you're so triggered. You're so in pain. Maybe you've been blindsided by this divorce. And you really can't deal with the nuts and bolts. Maybe you just want things the way they were. Well, if that's where you are, this might be a really good episode for you. And this is from chapter 2 in my book, Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind. And we're dealing with mental time travel. We're also answering a question, a listener's question about the cost of therapy. If, you know, therapy is too much, you're telling me to go to therapy, Corey. Not everyone can afford therapy. What are some other options? And actually, that makes me sad because I do think therapy should be something that we provide. And I did some research. I think there are some services, maybe not the same quality as you might get from a private pay therapist, but maybe better than what you can get just by yourself. So before we get into our episode, let's move on with our weekly quote. Because we're talking about mental time travel, it's from Back to the Future. And it's more of an exchange of a scene, but it's from Marty McFly. He says, "Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88. Dr. Emmett Brown says, "Roads, where we're going, we don't need roads." First reaction is I just saw Back to the Future on Broadway. If anyone's in New York and anyone interested, I think it's a great show. It's a fun show. The second observation about this quote, especially in the divorce context, is, yeah, where we're going, we don't need roads. Meaning, let's be super creative. Let's think well beyond what anyone is telling you. Let's push the envelope in our thinking. For example, why do I even have to be a plaintiff and a defendant? Why does it have to be a lawsuit? So if you start a case, in most cases outside divorce, you have a plaintiff, someone was wrong, so the plaintiff sues someone, try to get some money. But maybe the plaintiff here doesn't want to be the plaintiff. Maybe they're forced to. So even that, should we change that? And I think I'm going to actually focus on that a little bit in my professional life as a divorce attorney and just get a, you know, a poll. Why do people have to be plaintiffs and defendants? It doesn't make any sense. Okay, so let's move right into our coaching corner. We're talking about mental time travel. This is from my book. I got this great little insight from Susie Welch, her 10-10-10 rule. And the point of the rule is to help you think more clearly in the short term, medium term, and long term. It's going to give you different perspectives. So let's use this idea, let's bring it real for us and talk about a typical divorce situation. So let's say you want $5,000 a month in maintenance and support and spousal support and alimony, whatever it's called in your jurisdiction. We're not talking about child support, but it doesn't matter. You want $5,000 a month, your spouse, some people call them their ex even before they're really divorced. Your spouse or your soon-to-be ex only wants to give you $2,500. Okay, so now, if anyone who's been in a divorce, you know where this is going. You're probably just going to maybe wind up in the middle. because that's just the way it is. You could try to get a little more, a little less, but let's just assume you meet in the middle. So now you're at 3,000, I hope this is right, 3,750. So you met in the middle. Now, the reason the courts do this, I think, or attorneys do this, is now they say no one's happy. You know, no one's happy with this situation. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to settle it in a case where no one's happy. Now, are you able to accept this middle position? It's not what you want. It's also not what your ex wants. So if we're going to think about it using the 10-10-10 rule, how would this decision saying yes to this impact my divorce, let's say in 10 minutes? And probably in 10 minutes, nothing's really going to change in this situation. The difference is sort of minor in 10 minutes, probably don't need that extra money. What about 10 weeks? It's a little over 2 months. I think I'll be okay. It's a couple thousand less. What about 10 months? Well, now maybe that's over $10,000. Maybe that's about $12,500 if you think about it. Is that going to be meaningful to me? Well, maybe it is. Okay, so let's say it is meaningful. How else creatively in other areas of your divorce can I make up that money, or can I trade something of unequal value where I would pay $12,000 to get it? That's how we do it. We're trading items of unequal value. We're not getting stuck on just one issue. Now, if you look at 10 years, this is what's getting interesting. We're talking about, I think it's over $150,000. So think about that. You know, you're giving up. I know the court's pushing you. I know the attorneys are just saying, hey, just meet in the middle. But that's significant money potentially. And where else can you make that up? And that's how you get the perspective. That's how you get the wisdom of the future or the past. That's how we do it. So I hope that little exercise was helpful, and you can check out the book and, you know, gain a little bit more insight. All right, let's move on to our question. The question is, you say to use therapy. I cannot afford therapy. What should I do? Well, I always tell people, first, free therapy is journaling. I love journaling. I journal almost every morning, at least 2 pages. It could take 15 minutes, and it's a great way to mind dump, you know, get all those thoughts outside your mind. You could even step it up and have structured journaling. Let's say you find yourself in a negative loop, because, you know, sometimes what I do is when I journal, it's just all negative. And then maybe you can just start it off with, what am I grateful for? And if you're like me, and you're being a little bit of a wise ass, you might be, well, I'm not grateful for anything, Corey. You know, I'm going through a divorce. My life is miserable. Everything is stressed. So I'm not going to listen to your journaling. Well, what I would say to that, and first of all, I've been there. But what I would say to that is, we got to start small. We got to start small. And just think, what can you be grateful for? So here's what I do. I'm grateful I'm breathing. I'm grateful I'm not cold. I'm grateful I'm healthy. And it just starts the ball rolling. And then you will see you have so many things to be grateful for. And that's the purpose of the free journaling. Another idea, if you want to, you know, you're like, okay, that journaling idea is great, but I really do need some therapy. I want to talk this out with people. How about support groups? I did a little research, and there's an organization called NAMI, and it's National Alliance on Mental Health. And I believe they give free or low cost, it seems free, support groups. I don't think they're necessarily designed for divorce, but they are related to people who are having some mental health challenges. So I think that might be a good idea. Maybe there's other organizations that provide free or low-cost support groups. And I think support groups are great. I don't know why there's not more support groups. It's so interesting to hear other people's perspective. And I think hearing other people's perspectives helps you. Helps you. There's also maybe meetups, also probably on Facebook groups. My only proviso there is the quality of the information. For example, a lot of people Google issues, and sometimes it can really cause anxiety, because you can go down a wrong turn, a bad rabbit hole. So be careful with the information you're getting and the people you are in this support group with. Hopefully there is someone who's facilitating this who does have some experience in directing the conversations maybe in a better way, if that's what is necessary to move things forward. And if these support groups aren't working, maybe you can try another one. Before we end our episode this week, I want you to continue to think about your divorce in three phases or three parts. The first part is, getting on that right path, like what you're doing now. You're sharpening the saw, like Abraham Lincoln says, and you're thinking creative, like maybe we don't need roads. That's really what you're doing. And that's a transformational journey. That's step one. And that's going to be a very hard step for some people because they're so locked into their ways and they're so controlled by their fears. I want you to be controlled or inspired would be better by your vision. So you could be controlled by your fears or you could be inspired by your vision. Maybe I'll come up with a song to make that rhyme better. Okay, so the second stage is you're going to grow. Yeah, you're going to grow. You're going to grow and you're going to see things differently. Things aren't going to affect you so much. You know, one person said to me something smart, I think over a decade ago, people push your buttons until those buttons don't need to be pushed anymore. So when you have no reactions, that's when you know you're really growing. And let me just tell you, things are going to be difficult. It's going to be challenging. But I have faith in you. If you follow the path, you can do it. It just takes time and effort. And that third stage, when you grow and you get stronger, you're going to be moved to that vision, that post-divorce life. And that is what I hope for all of you who are listening to this podcast. I want you to realize you have to go to a place sometimes where there's no roads. You have to be creative. You have to really see things in a different way, maybe bring in the wisdom from the past or the future in. And you're going to have to give yourself time to develop a different mindset. So thank you for taking the time out of your divorce, out of your day to listen to me. This is Corey Shapiro. I'm saying goodbye. Remember, be creative, not reactive.
Thank you for tuning in to the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast with divorce coach Corey Shapiro. Divorce can be a difficult and overwhelming process, but it doesn't have to be. Corey's book, Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind, is here to help you gain clarity, composure, and a strategic mindset. Get it now as an ebook on Amazon or an audiobook on Audible. And unlock the power of these resources to make more informed decisions and gain better understanding of the process. This podcast offers general information only. It cannot replace legal advice. If you need tailored advice, contact an attorney licensed to practice in your area.